Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Afrida Love, and this is the day, the night that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and all of you for tuning in to the AfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. We're going to have a great time on tonight as we explore A Spiritual Guide on the Go by Dr. Afrida Love. And we're going to focus on being called from the crowd and how Jesus calls us from the crowd and how he uses us in a mighty and powerful way. But first, we want to read 136, Numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him who made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Heavenly Father. We ask that you bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are coming out, those who are thinking about going in. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the praise reports, Heavenly Father, and we thank you for giving us the victory and helping us to keep and continue to look towards you from which cometh all of our help. Lord, we ask that you continue to lead us and guide us in the right direction, Lord. We ask and we thank you for the newness and the new anointing, Lord. I feel the power of God right now, Heavenly Father. I feel the space. I feel the opening up. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything that you've done and the things you're going to do, not only for me, but for the people as well, Heavenly Father. I ask that you bless, Heavenly Father, this particular organization that we are praying for, Heavenly Father. Bless each person who comes to those doors. Bless each person who sits down in each room, Heavenly Father. And we ask, Heavenly Father, that you continue to just dwell within that place, Heavenly Father. And then, Lord, we ask that you continue to help us to be better at what we do so that we may help the people of this world, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the open doors. We thank you for the opportunities, Lord. We thank you for the new beginnings. We thank you for everything that you've done and the things that you are going to continue to do within our lives. Lord Jesus, we ask with the blessing of manna and the word of God come down and rain upon us, Lord. We anoint and we consecrate each and every place within that organization, Lord. And we ask, would you continue, Heavenly Father, to increase it and enlarge it, and would you continue to increase and touch each person, Lord, who comes through that door, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for you being there. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for you just presenting different opportunities, different windows, and just ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to bless each and every person in a particular manner, Heavenly Father. Bless us all together and then bless us one by one. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to bless the churches, Lord. Would you bless each and every person who comes out and those who come in. Then, Lord, we ask that you continue to give us the word and help us to be beacons, Lord. For some reason on tonight, Lord, I feel a spice. I feel a newness. I feel an increase. I feel the power and the function of God. And I know that the Holy Spirit is here. And I also know that God says that he is increasing. There's an increase. There's a spirit of increase. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for the spirit of increase. And we ask, Heavenly Father, would you decrease us and increase you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the spirit of joy and happiness that's within our hearts. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the future, Heavenly Father. We thank you for tomorrow. Lord, we thank you for each and every person, every new person. We thank you for the veterans, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the people we've known for many years. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the new levels. We thank you for the ladder that you've just established to climb higher and higher and to be elevated. Lord Jesus, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who know you and those who do not know you. And we ask that you continue to keep us and that you continue to help us and bless us, Heavenly Father, to be beacons and light of this world. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, we ask that we never be relinquished out of your sight. This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Before we even begin to get started, I want to tell you that, yes, my mouth is numb because I had a procedure on my mouth. So for some reason, it's because my mouth is numb. Well, we're going to have this word, a spiritual guide, on the go. So for those of you who have your books, and I'm going to tell you some stories who's carrying these books, but for those of you who already have your books, I want you to turn to page 35. Turn to page 35. And we're going to talk about how Jesus calls us from the crowd. Now, before we even begin, I want to paint this picture because I already know the picture that you see. You see a crowd of people. You see many individuals, and you see yourself, and you see God rapturing you or calling you from the crowd to establish you upon something higher, upon a rock. And God says that is the basic picture. But what happens is God says that when he calls us from the crowd, God says he does not separate us from the crowd. He says he gives us more tools in order to be of service to the crowd. This is what God is saying before we get finished. Here is the picture. This is the picture. God says that many people, right? He says millions will come. And he says there is still room. There's room for one. And so what happens is when Jesus calls our name, when Jesus calls us, God then establishes us and he gives resources and tools so that we will make it on our life's journey. The question is, why would God, out of all of the people in this world, call us, call you, call myself to give the word of God, to teach the word of God, to lead the people, to do things for the people? Why would God select us? God says once again, because he what? He looks at our hearts. I want to read Ephesians 4, and I want to read 4 through 13, excuse me, chapter 4, 11 through 13. And it reads, and he gave some apostles and some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors, and some teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. I know that was a lot. But first of all, I want you to understand that God calls some. You saw that word, and you heard that word, some. When we think about sum in math, we think about adding all together, S-U-M. When we think about sum and we talk about Christ, God says a few. So I want you to write that down first of all, because I have to get you to understand this before we even get into the book. Sum, S-U-M. Let me get another pencil here. Sum, S-U-M, and then sum, S-O-M-E. When we talk about sum in math, we talk about a combination of combining, or we talk about together, unity. That's what God is speaking. When we talk about sum, God is talking about numbers. He's talking about humans, right? So when we look at this verse, and he gave some,
right? And he gave some humans. And he gave some who were on a one accord. He gave some who is together with God, who has given their lives unto God, who has allowed their souls to become one with God, some, when we look at some, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. The difference between S-O-M-E and S-U-M, when he said, and he gave some, is that the S-O-M-E, right, which is or equates to humans, said yes to God, and the S-U-M, right, may have been on one accord and believe in God, but they have not said yes to God. That's the difference. The difference is God says he gave some. And so God says he is only looking at the heart. Are we willing to be ministers unto the people? Are we willing to lead the people? Are we willing to teach the people? And God says, once again, he's looking at the heart. He said, it doesn't matter how many great things we've done. That's the S-U-M, the sum of all the great things. He says, but what matters is the yes factor. What matters is our heart. He says, and he gave some. He says, because everybody's heart is not ready to minister. Everybody's heart is not ready to lead. Everybody's heart is not ready to work in the kingdom of heaven. And so God says he gave some. So when we look at even when Jesus called some to take up their nets and follow him, God chose some. You notice that God only had 12 disciples, some, right? In all S-U-M, God had 12, but only some, S-O-M-E, were called. And so God says that that represents the number is not what's so significant. What's significant is those some whose hearts were right to do some work for God. Amen. Praise God. Some and some. Amen. S-U-M and S-O-M-E. Now, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Now, as you know, we have a book entitled Perfecting Our Walk, right? And so as we're on this journey, God says every day should be better than the day before. Every day should be a clean slate. So when we think about it and we deal with people, every person that we encounter on a daily basis is a clean slate. And that's how God deals with us. That's why God said some. He called some because some people are not able to give individuals a clean slate to start over, right? But God says that because of his anointing and because of his apostles and prophets emulating who God is, these are the individuals who God relies on to show that God gives grace and mercy. And so when we talk about perfecting of the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, all we're talking about is forgiveness. Some people are able to forgive. Some, S-O-M-E, are able to forgive. So God has chosen some to perfect his work, to do his work, to do his ministry, until we all come into unity. Now, once again, when we talk about S-U-M, right, we can't say unified until we say yes to God, right? So till we all come in the unity or the S-U-M of the faith and of the knowledge of the S-O-N of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That means that in order to do the work of God and to be unified and to understand how to have faith in God and how to hear the word of God and have knowledge to be able to give unto the people so that we can continue to perfect our walk, we have to have the S-O-M-E, which is the yes, in order to help the crowd, which is the S-U-M, the number of people. So God says in the whole gist of this Ephesians 4:11 through 13, S-O-M, some, not A-L-L, not all, but some people were called, right? He says some, even when God chose his disciples, some. And the S-U-M represented the number, which was 12. God says he doesn't have many. He didn't call many. God is showing a parable. He says the sum, and it's a Bible verse that says the work is plentiful, but the labor is few. But the S-U-M, God only had 12 disciples, and of those 12, right? One was just totally against God, and two or three backslid against God. So God says it's not about the numbers, it's about the heart. And that's who God is looking for, to minister unto the people. When we talk about perfecting our walk, even when we're talking about exercising or working out, our hearts must be in the right condition in order to do so, right? If the blood is not pumping correctly in the heart, or you have hemorrhaging in your heart, or your heart stops, there is no way that you can perfect, that you can even walk. And so God is saying in the spiritual realm, it's the same thing. He says, son, why? Because our hearts are equipped for this. We are equipped for this evil world, right? God said, this world is evil, and we know that. He says, but we are the heirs of who God is, and because of that, we are able to perform the work of the ministry of Jesus Christ and continue to edify who God is because of the S-U-M. We have unified ourselves as one, not many, but as one with God. And we're all on one accord, and therefore we are heirs of Christ, and he has chosen us. That's what I want you to know. So the important part of this is some and some. And so understand, so when you're writing your notes, S-O-M-E, understand that the some represents people, and the S-U-M represents numbers. God says the numbers are few, and therefore that explains why God said some. If God would say there was a significant sum, right, of people, right, S-U-M, then we would have the term all, and he gave all apostles and all prophets and all evangelists and all pastors and all teachers. God didn't say anything about all. He said some. So that tells us we have a lot of work to do. That tells us that we still have kingdom work to do. That tells us that we should continue to carry our mantles. That's why God says it's so significant that we don't drop our mantles. He says we continue to listen to the voice of God and continue to move forward in spite of. Because God says, I have plans for you to prosper. And we can make plans. And God says, I am the creator over everything. What I want to live will live, and what I want to die will die. And that's the type of God we serve. So just understand some and some. Let's move on. Okay, that was Ephesians 4, 11 through 13, some and some. Okay, now let's go ahead with our picture here. I want you to think about being in a crowded area. Think about going to the Super Bowl. Okay, everybody can relate to that. Everybody knows about football games. You've been to one in your lifetime, I'm pretty sure. Kids can relate to it. Adults can relate to it. Everybody can relate to football game. Sorry. Game. Type of game. It could be whatever type of game, but you've been there. All right. So there's a game going on. It's a huge championship game against two rival teams, and you're rooting for one team very strongly, right? You're on one side, and there's another group of people on the other side, right? And you're rooting for these teams. Go, go, go. All right. Chance and everything. And all of a sudden, the announcer says, and I'm going to use my own self, Alfreda Love, come on down. You've just won favor, grace, and mercy. And guess what? The first time, I'm not going to be able to hear because everybody's cheering, everybody's talking, it's loud. And so the announcer gets on again. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Come on down, Alfreda Love. You've just won favor, grace, and mercy. And so at this time, my ears are listening because he says, attention, ladies and gentlemen. Now notice the word. Notice before the announcer says, Alfreda, come on down. You've won favor, grace, and mercy. And this is in front of millions of people. And everybody's loud, so nobody hears. But he says, attention. That means stop and take notice. Attention. And that's the type of God that we serve. What happens is we go about our everyday business, right? And we're so focused. We so focused on other things. I have to do this. I have to do that. I have to get this done. That we don't sit down enough and we don't spend enough time with God in order to hear God and hear God's direction, where he wants, what he wants us to do, and hear his plans. That's why it's so important to sit at the feet of God. That's why it's so important to pray unto God. Because this world has a lot of distractions, just like that game that I just told you about, that Super Bowl game that we were at mentally. The Super Bowl game, there's many distractions. People are going for the team. People are talking about what they're going to do this weekend. People are talking about Super Bowl parties. People are talking, the media is talking about they want to take pictures and all this great stuff. And we miss the voice of God sometimes. And so God has to get our attention. That's why that announcer said, attention. Everybody stops. Because attention is a powerful word. It means listen up. Right? It's kind of like when you're in the military. Attention. Right? Looking straight ahead. You're focused. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to be focused on him. So let's talk about being called from the crowd. Now, let's talk about a real-life situation. I'm sure that many of you have been to the store and you've taken a child with you. And somehow that child, I mean, the toys or the candy or whatever it is has attracted that child, and that child has walked away from you. And when a child is lost, the child usually just stands there. You know, if they're like four and below, they just stand there and cry. And as observers see this child crying, nine times out of ten, they'll go over and try to comfort the child and say, hey, what's wrong? You know, do you know your name? And they'll ask the child questions. And so what happens is when they ask the child questions, they're able to take the child to a manager or someone who is able to do an all call, if you will, in the store and say, okay, parents, are you missing a child? And that's the same scenario that God utilizes for us. What happens is sometimes it's not that we've lost focus. Sometimes it's not that we're just so busy about our day that we don't hear God. Sometimes it's just that we've gone in the wrong direction, and we're just like sheep that have gone astray, and God goes, he leaves the 99, and he goes to find that one sheep. And once Jesus goes and finds that one sheep, just like the fishermen, when we talk about the fishermen that Jesus said, take up your nets and follow me, what happens is Jesus says, take up your net and follow me. And without question, we follow God. But some people, when God says, follow me, people have to research and they have to analyze and they have to wonder and they have to be inquisitive instead of just doing the will of God. And so the question is, how are people chosen or selected by God? And many people would suggest that people are called. And when I say called, that means that individuals have gifts that God has given. God has bestowed a gift. He's bestowed a gift of leading, a gift of teaching the word of God, a gift of anointing, a gift of praying. God has given you a gift, right? Because like the child in the story, right? Sometimes we get out of our element and we're lost. And God says, I've given you a gift. Utilize your gift, right? And what we don't realize is that Jesus has called every person in this world. But there are only some, S-O-M-E, who has accepted the call of God. In Matthew 9:35-38, a picture is painted suggesting that Jesus went about all the cities and villages. And he was teaching in the synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, S-U-M, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad, and they didn't have a shepherd. Then Jesus said unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. There's still work to be done in the kingdom. That's why it's important that we don't drop our mantles. When you look at this title, perfecting your walk means you're getting it right, right? Every day we're getting it right. And so every day should be better than the day before. And so when we look at this concept, Jesus is saying, yes, some people, S-O-M-E, is working for the kingdom of God. But the sum, S-U-M, is few. That's why Jesus calls S-O-M-E, some. Jesus is asking, what is it? What gift do you have that you can offer the world? Jesus is already proven by going to the cross. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. There was always a sacrifice. There was always a sacrifice. And God says that there's a lot of work to be done in the kingdom because we only have some, S-O-M-E, and we don't have S-U-M, which is all. And so the question becomes, can we save the whole world? No. But we can teach the whole world. Did you know that? And that's the movement that we're going for. That's why it's so important. When I get on air, that I remain on online radio because I want to reach as many people as possible. The thing is, you can teach everybody, but you can't save everybody because just like God said, only some will be called. Only some, S-O-M-E, will accept. And so, yeah, when people say, I can't save the whole world, no, you can't, but you can teach the whole world, right? Whether people want to hear it or not, if they're in the midst, they can hear the teaching. They can learn something from the teaching. That's why your teaching is not in vain. Because God said, you can teach everybody. You just can't save everybody. He said, I went over and I told the fishermen to come follow me. I can teach these men to fish, right? But I can't. God can save them, but I'm saying if I was to teach somebody to fish, I can't save their soul. They're going to have to want to save their own soul through the word of God. So I don't buy this, you can't save the whole world. No, but you can teach the whole world. Right? Some people may believe that being called out of the crowd by God always leads to a task within the doors of the church. And in some instances, being called out of the crowd signifies the love that God has for you and your willingness to receive the gift of God, which is the Holy Spirit. Now, I want to be very clear with this, okay? Everybody on earth has a gift. That is not a mystery. Because we know that there are R&B singers who are great producers and writers. They're great lyricists, they can rhyme, they can teach lyrics. We know that. But God said there are some individuals in which he's given spiritual gifts as well as gifts to be utilized in the world. When you look at the great R&B singer Fantasia, she is phenomenal in R&B. But she has an anointing in gospel. The Lord is blessing me right now. She has an anointing. She can sing. She can minister. And so everybody has a gift, but God has given specifically some, S-O-M-E, individuals, spiritual gifts to be utilized for the kingdom and the edification of God. Being called out from the crowd does not mean you have to be perfect with your walk with God, because why? Nobody is perfect. Many people have dropped their mantles because of the world's expectation of being perfect. And God says nobody's perfect, not even the person who's expecting you to be perfect. We all have sinned and we all have fallen short of the glory of God. People have dropped their mantles. People have stopped. Are we pleasing people or are we pleasing God? That's the question. And there are two scriptures that reference the concept of being bound, whether it's in heaven or on earth. In St. Matthew 16 and 19, we find Jesus addressing all those who will listen and accept the word. And during this time, the listeners of the word of God will be able to receive the Holy Spirit and belong to the kingdom. And the scripture reads, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be loosed in heaven. And this also parallels when we look at 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. It's as simple as that. God is a forgiving God. He says, I didn't come to condemn you. I came to save you. I came to help you. That's the type of God that we serve. And that's an encouraging word. And we must be obedient unto God in order to continue to receive God's favor and mercy. We must not be hard-headed and go about our own way. We must not go our own wicked way. We must turn from our wicked ways. And if God has called you, if he's called us from the crowd, thank God. But we must utilize our gifts before the night comes, because when the night comes, no person is able to work. And so the question is, will you hear, will we hear the voice of God and respond? God is continuously calling people into the ministry, calling people into the kingdom of God, continuously. But we must be willing to hear. And so the next time when our life is just, you hear a lot of things and you're off focus, and you must focus when you hear the voice of God. You know? And when we're like the child in the store who's lost, who's just crying, God is right there. We must refocus and get with God. Very simple, ladies and gentlemen. Very simple. So call from the crowd. Call from the crowd. It's basically a philosophy or theory that says, Lord, I'm available unto you. Lord, I want to work to the kingdom of God. I've heard your call. I've answered your call. And my answer is yes. I know that you call some, S-O-M-E. But I want to be part of the some, S-U-M, that you have called. And so be you ready at all times, because God is going to do some great things. And let's talk about an activity. And I want to ask you five questions, and one through five, with one meaning never, two meaning sometimes, three meaning I do it intentionally but not consistently, four means most of the time, and five is always. And I'll kind of go over what each number means, but one is never, two is sometimes, three is I do it intentionally but not consistently, four is most of the time, five is always. Number one, I believe that Jesus has a calling on my life for kingdom work. One is never, two is sometimes, three is I do it intentionally but not consistently. When we say I do it intentionally, that means that I schedule this into my daily life, but it's not consistent. I don't do it on a daily basis. Four means most of the time. Most of the time means at least 3 to 4 times a week, and five means always. I'm faithful. I'm on it always. I believe that Jesus has calling on my life for kingdom work. Number two, I am willing to accept the calling that Jesus has placed on my life. One, never. Two, sometimes. Three, I do it intentionally but not consistently. Four, most of the time. Five, always. Three, I feel that my calling is in ministry. I will seek help from a mentor. One, meaning never. Two, meaning sometimes. Three, meaning I do it intentionally but not consistently. Four is most of the time. Five is always. Number four, I know my purpose in life and have accepted it, and now I am working towards it. One is never. Two is sometimes. Three is I do it intentionally but not consistently. Four is most of the time, and five is always. Number five is I have accepted God as my Lord and Savior to build a relationship with him. Number one is never. Number two is sometimes. Number three is I do it intentionally but not consistently. Number four is most of the time. Number five is always. Okay, I'm going to repeat the questions one more time. Number one, I believe that Jesus has a calling on my life for kingdom work. Number two, I am willing to accept the calling that Jesus has placed on my life. Number three, I feel that my calling is in ministry. I will seek help from a mentor. Number four is I know my purpose in life and have accepted it, and now I'm working towards it. Number five is I have accepted God as my Lord and Savior to build a relationship with Him. All right? God's will on next week when we come back, we're going to talk about perfecting our walk with God, obedience to God. And we're going to also answer some more questions about perfecting our walk. We're going to talk about who is the church. And we're going to talk about a mobilized church with love. And we're going to talk about perfecting our walk in God's will. All right? That is on next week, God's will, next Monday. Now, I want to tell you this. I was talking to someone today, and a spiritual guide on the go, which I didn't know, is ranked as number five. And had the opportunity to, I'm going to have the opportunity to pitch this particular book manual to an agency, and also I have the opportunity to share this book at a conference. Someone heard the ministry and they invited me to the conference. That's how good God is. And so I encourage you to get the book, and I'm going to tell you where it's at if you would like. And it's a very good book, Rich God on the Go, and it's to increase our awareness of how God expects us to walk. And no one is at the level of perfection, but each and every day we try to perfect our walk with God. And it's like each and every day, you know, we try to make sure that our heart is healthy and all that great stuff. So this is a Spiritual Guide on the Go. This concludes our section or our book study or our devotional talk. And now we are going to turn to Espanol. I'm excited. I'm going to turn to Espanol. I want you to get out your note cards. We're going to spend about 5 to 10 minutes on this particular word bank. You should have your note cards already. We're just going to go over the vocabulary. We're not going to put a song to it today, but we'll put a song to it tomorrow, God's will. But we want to go over it. And I want you to cover up the English word for it, and we're going to say it, see if we know the English word. Ready? El apellido. Say it. El apellido. Last name. La avenida, la avenida, avenue. Buenas tardes, buenas tardes, good evening, good afternoon. Buenos dias, good morning. Buenos dias, good morning. La calle, street. Cual, cual. When or which? De nada. You're welcome. La dirección, address. Donde, where? That's kind of strong. Donde, where? In or on? In or on? Gracias. Thank you. Gracias. Thank you. Me is my. Muchas gracias. Thank you very much. Muchas gracias. Thank you very much. Okay, now this is going to be a little slower because we're trying to figure out the Spanish word. Ready? Street. La calle. What or which? ¿Cuál? You're welcome. De nada. Address. La dirección, where? ¿Qué? Where? ¿Qué? In or on? Gracias, thank you. My, me, muchas gracias, good morning. Buenos días, good afternoon, good evening. Buenas tardes, avenue, la avenida. Last name, el apellido. El apellido. Yay, we did excellent. We did excellent. Now, yes, we're learning. We're learning vocabulary. All right, here we go. We're going to do a little snap beat to it. El apiro, last name. El apiro, last name. La avenida, avenue. La avenida, avenue. Buenas tardes. Buenas tardes means good afternoon. Boom, boom, means good afternoon. Doom, doom. Buenos dias. Buenos dias? Buenos dias. Buenos dias mean good morning. Good morning. And there is la calle. There is la calle. Ooh, that means street. Ooh, that means street. And there is call. What? There is call. What? That means what? Which? That means what? Which? Then there's the nada. Huh? There's the nada. What? That means you're welcome. Mm-hmm. That means you're welcome. Mm-hmm. There is la dirección. Address. La dirección. Address. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, we have to get another beat. Donde? Where? I say it. Donde? Where? In. On. In. On. Gracias. Thank you. Gracias. Thank you. Me. Ma. Me. Ma. Muchas gracias. Thank you very much. Muchas gracias. Thank you very much. That is all our words today. Muchas gracias. Thank you. Muchas gracias. Thank you. Thank you very much. Ooh, thank you very much. Ooh. Let's go for it. El Lapiro, let's name La Avenida, Avenue. Buenas tardes, good afternoon. Buenos dias, good morning. La Calle, street. Qual, what, which, de nada, you're welcome. La dirección, address. Donde, where, oh, ooh. Boom, 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 boom. I'm getting excited here. I just love studying with you guys, and I cannot wait until it's interactive. Oh, my goodness, on Skype. But these are words, and guess what? We already know them, but I don't want to get too excited, all right? Because, listen, instead of going over the second column on Sunday, let's do it Thursday, God's will. We're going to start the second column Thursday. That way, on Sunday, we should be able to put everything together because we're moving at a pretty good pace, and I'm getting some inboxes. We have, seriously, we have 65 students. Because I asked everybody on my page, I said, please inbox me. Well, this is the 65 that I'm aware of. I said, please inbox me and let me know how you're doing in the class because we're not on Skype yet. And even when we get on Skype or even when we get on Facebook Live, you can watch the particular lessons anytime, you know, because some people may not want to, you know, get on Skype. But definitely I have a lot of people listening on radio because they want to learn. And so I've already given you, I have some newcomers, so listen to the show from yesterday, the whole show, but pay close attention to the Spanish words. I spelled them for you. It's also on my page. And so we're learning. We're learning, we're learning, and I'm so excited. And so what I want to do, and I know that this is going to be kind of, we have to be kind of unique. What I want to do is form baby sentences with the words we already learned. And then by Thursday, God's will, when we go over the second words, I want to kind of have sentences like, ¿Dónde vives? Like, mi la dirección es 5555. And tell the street. And then, for instance, just buenas tardes, señor. Buenas tardes, señor. Things like that. Or mi el apellido es señorita Love. See, simple sentences like that. And so when we get to those areas will already kind of be familiar, but we're picking up on words, and so we're gonna keep it up. So let's do it one more time, and we're just gonna do it straight down. El apellido, last name. La avenida, avenue. Buenas tardes, good afternoon, good evening. Buenos dias, good morning. La calle, street. ¿Cuál? What? Which? De nada. You're welcome. La dirección, address. ¿Dónde? Where? In, on. Gracias. Thank you. Mi, ma, muchas gracias. Thank you very much. So on tomorrow, guys, we're going to go over those words again, and we're going to scramble them. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go over a section with you, and I'm going to tell you, for instance, I'm going to have ¿Dónde? And I might have Buenos Tardes. I might have La Avenida. I may have Mi. I'm going to have them all mixed up, and our job is to think quick and say the English word, or actually we're going to have the English word and we're going to say the Spanish word because we're trying to learn Spanish. So we're going to have the English word all scrambled up, and we're going to say the Spanish word, and we're going to see how quick we are. If we make a mistake, that's okay. Keep going. That's why it's called a learning class, because we're learning. And so we're going to be very unique. It's going to be fun, you know. And then randomly, when I'm giving the message or, you know, I'm interviewing someone, I might say, gracias. You just think in your head, oh, thank you. Muchas gracias. Thank you very much. La calle. Street. Oh, la dirección. You know, address. La avenida. Avenue. You know, I'm already thinking, when I woke up this morning, I was thinking Spanish words. I was like, oh, my goodness. So that's the type, when somebody says something, we want to know it. So far we're learning vocabulary first, because before we can construct sentences, we have to know the right vocabulary. And so that's what we're doing. So I really appreciate your participation. Make sure you call somebody and text somebody and tell them that freetolovshow.com is on, stellogospelmusic.com is on. Let them know that we're learning some great stuff on this ministry. Let them know that we have a tutoring program, we have a speaking program, we're going to have our charities added, and things like that. So let everyone know. Text, call somebody, tell somebody. At freetoloveshow.com, or you can go on blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. Right? It's really up to you. Okay. All right. So I have a couple of announcements. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. Or they can go to AfritaLoveShow.com and click on SoloGospelMusic.com or AfritaLoveShow.com. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message, please, Facebook AfritaLove at AlfredaLove. Or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the ministry. In addition to that, please be sure to continue to pray for all of your family members. When you pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. Did you know that? The prayer of the righteous availeth much. Okay. In addition to that, make sure that you check out our freetoloveshow.com, stellogospelmusic.com. Make sure you check out our Free to Love LinkedIn. Make sure that you check out afrita.hubpages.com. Be sure to check that out. Also, be sure to tell your family and friends that we have a little interactive Espanol class, La Calle Street. We have a little Espanol class going on, and I would love for them to be a part of it. And so thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure to come back on tomorrow, as well, as we will have Praying with Love and Power. Praying with Love and Power. I had to think about that. Praying with Love and Power on tomorrow, God's will. So be sure to come back. I want to appreciate each and every one of you. I ask that God continue to bless and take care of each and every one of you. And I ask that you continue to pray, because we serve a big and powerful God. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up, because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Avrita.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet, the Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry, featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.